RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It is the morning shift. Whether or not you are heading to work today is of no consequence to us. We hope you're having a good day either way. Listen on the Odyssey app if you're in the car. Maybe you're, returning gifts. Have you returned anything yet?
Yes.
You have?
But it
oh, snap. Does the giver know?
Well, okay, I shouldn't have said yes. I returned something I was giving to someone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because I bought a bunch of them and I realized one was damaged. So.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I actually went and bought something yesterday, left the store, and got a mile down the road and turned back around and returned it.
What?
Yeah. Y'all ever go to, we've had this conversation, Dylan and I have. Y'all ever go to Ollie's Bargain Outlet?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I've never been, but I know of Ollie's.
It's goated. Okay.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Just prepare yourself. It's like a mix between like a Big Lots and I don't know. There's just
Bargain
like
Aldi. R.I.P.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's like a Big Lots meets like a Marshalls.
Okay.
Know, that kind of vibe. But they also have like flooring in there randomly.
Wow.
Like a lot of flooring. So I was moving some stuff around and doing some different work in my basement, trying to, you know, find what works in what spaces. My kids got a couple new toys. I got a couple new things. And I went and bought a rug, like an area rug.
Yeah.
And like I loaded it in the back of the truck, the whole thing. Like had somebody get it off the rack, loaded it in the back of the truck, and got like a mile down the road. And I was like, why did I buy that? That was so dumb. And my wife was in the car, my kids in the back. She's like, turn around, take it back.
She instant
was like,
buyer's remorse.
Right, because, you know, Ollie's ain't really near my house. And she was like, when are you going to we gonna bring it back tomorrow? I was like, yeah, nah. She was like, might as well take it back now.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So, I mean, I had turned right back around, went straight back to Ollie's, returned it, no questions asked. They didn't even bat an eyelash. He wasn't even like, man, what happened? He was just like, okay, thanks.
Man.
That's so funny. That's great.
We're going to do the wake-up call here in 1 second, 404-726-0929. What role do you envision for Matt Ryan in the front office? What do you think about the Rams-Falcons matchup tonight? We talked earlier about Matt Ryan, the possibility that he could be involved. I love it. I think it brings a linear vision one way or another to the Falcons organization as a whole. Because you know he's not going anywhere. You know that he can keep some of the same thought process around. You know that he'll do what's in the best interest of everybody involved, not say, oh, I'm coaching for my job or I'm drafted for my job or I'm all in or I'm all out. I think that he would be nice to have inside of that building to kind of bring everything together. So hit us up if you got thoughts on Matt Ryan, 404-726-0929. If you got thoughts on this Monday Night Football matchup, how can the Falcons claim victory tonight? What is the roadmap to success for them? And, you know, whether or not you have any feelings about Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay, Georgia ties coming back in the building tonight. So 404-726-0929, just 1 second.
Here are the headlines before you clock in. Kyle Whittingham has accepted the head coaching job for Michigan. 49ers beat the Bears last night, 42-38. The Hawks lost to the Knicks over the weekend, 128-125. They'll play again tonight against the Thunder. The Ravens and Steelers will play for the AFC North in Week 18. And the Bucks and Panthers will battle for the NFC South in Week 18 as well. Both teams lost over the weekend to set up this winner-take-all showdown.
I have a dirty, dirty confession to make.
Uh-oh.
Dirty birds or dirty?
It's dirty birds related.
Okay.
So in one of my fantasy football leagues, I'm in my fantasy championship.
Oh, God. Oh, what do you need? Who do you need tonight?
Matthew Stafford.
No, come on, man.
Wait, I'm not done. I'm not done. Matthew Stafford, Puka Nakua, and Colby Parkinson.
Come on, man. That is such bad vibes, dude.
Bad
that
juju.
Is such bad
I'm so
vibes.
Sorry.
I would rather
so
you wear
sorry.
An Eagles jersey in here. I would rather you wear an Eagles jersey in here than to come in talking
I'm
about
so
you
sorry.
Need them to go off for the championship. Who does the other guy have anybody going tonight?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I can
my
let
God,
you
man,
I can let you know
so
in 2 seconds.
So disappointed in you
right
now.
I'm going to give you the full rundown like 2 seconds.
Oh man,
like,
that
so
is you.
He, so the scoring just by the way, the scoring is inflated. I am projected to win by the way cuz I had Christian Dang. McCaffrey have a good night last night. Juwan Jennings scored a pretty late touchdown. So I'm projected to win. The scoring is inflated. So this is going to sound like a lot when I say this, but it's not a lot. So I am down right now 104 points. Now, your quarterback alone, Matthew Stafford last week got me 120 points by himself.
Okay.
So it's not all a lot.
Right. Yeah.
So because, again, the scoring is inflated. Yeah, it's crazy. It's a whole thing. But so I have Matthew Stafford, Puka, and Kobe Parkinson, and I believe he has all his guys have gone. So it's just on those three. So I need 104 between the three of them, and I'm probably going to get it. But
You need Matt Stafford to hit Puka Nacua for a bunch, but then also like sack, fumble, interception, and like bring his point total back down so the Falcons can win.
Yes,
but,
right.
But Puka do enough.
Exactly.
I'm hoping there is
a universe where I can get the win in fantasy and the Falcons get a win at the same time. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for.
404-726-0929. I want to hear your thoughts on the game tonight. I also want to hear how you would feel about Matt Ryan joining the front office for the Atlanta Falcons. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, man.
I know.
You really ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I feel bad, but at the same time, I want this fantasy money, dog.
He also looks proud of himself.
He
at
does.
The same time
he
kind of
poked his chest out a little bit.
Hey,
man.
My team's loaded, man. Hey. And look, I didn't originally draft Matthew Stafford. He wasn't drafted straight out of the draft in the league. I picked him up because I saw the vision. I saw him start to ball out, so I picked him up.
That ain't no dynasty league. I got news for you.
But I got Stafford, McCaffrey, James Cook, Puka.
How much money's on the line? Because I almost would rather pay you out of my own pocket than you to have those vibes walking in here today.
It is a –
better be a lot of money.
It's a, I think, 12-person league, and the buy-in was $25 each. So nothing crazy.
$250?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not giving you $250. Anyways, 404-726-0929. Hey, let's go straight out to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Anthony. He's over in Covington. Anthony, welcome back to the show, man. Hope you're doing well. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas to everybody. The queen of the morning shift, Mrs. Allie Mack. How we doing, ma'am?
Doing wonderful. Morning.
Good morning, ma'am. And if it ain't Mike Honcho himself, good morning,
vibes,
sir. Merry
man.
Christmas to you and your
vibes.
Family.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Man, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm out here grinding today, back to work, so no worries there. These bills don't stop, can't stop, won't stop, no diddy. So with that, all right, so Matt Ryan, all right, I want to throw something out to you guys. Do y'all know who Chris Spielman is by any chance?
Yeah, I know who Chris Spielman is.
All right, yeah, Chris Spielman, right, all-pro linebacker for the Detroit Lions. Right, so as of right now, he was hired before Dan Campbell came along. He was hired as a position assistant to the president, CEO, right? And basically, he comes in for every major hiring. There's not a part of that organization that he is not involved in. It is a creative position. That's exactly what the Falcons need to do. They need to create a position for Matt Ryan, assistant to, directly to the president. He needs to be in Arthur Blank's right ear. Rich McKay, handle AMB, right? Greg Beatles, do what you do best. Do the marketing. Matt Ryan, I need you to handle the culture. I need you to make sure we bring in a winning environment in here. And I think it'd be the perfect move for the Falcons moving forward in these unsure times. I hope y'all have a happy new year. Love you guys. Talk to y'all soon.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm not sure I realized he had that role. I knew that Chris Spielman as a football player was incredible. Mm-hmm. Ohio State Buckeye, All-American, All-Pro with the Lions. But there's been a couple examples. It's kind of a flip of the coin as to whether or not the actual players have worked out in front office roles.
Right.
You know, a lot of people will point to John Lynch and be like, oh, that worked out for the 49ers. But then there's also, like, the Elways. There's been, you know, the Larry Birds of the world. Like, it hasn't always gone great. So, you know, everybody always brings up their side of it. But I think Chris Spielman's a good one because he was obviously a very good player. And that organization definitely has kind of a linear approach, even though they came up a little bit short this year. All right, man, let's go back to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's talk to LeBron in ATL. LeBron, what's going on, LeBron?
What up, Dylan? I hear you, my boy. I'm back from vacation.
What's up, man? Talk to
me. Hey, that Matt Ryan move, that might be all right, man. You know, with his experience and him being into the league, you know, Sunday morning games, like I say, he could probably change the culture, you know, to make it a little bit more enthusiastic about it. But at the end of the day, man, I'm going to tell you, I was on the ship, right?
Yeah.
So we in the sports bar, and I'm asking everybody with different jerseys on how they feel about the A. Man, I felt so disrespected on the show. Man, they don't even care about us, bro. Like, Atlanta who? And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I ran into a few players, a few teams that we beat, and it was like, oh, I can't believe Atlanta beat us, you know. But tonight, I sure hope we upset the Rams go ahead and let other people out there spoil their season just as well as we're going to have to play spoiler rest of the season. But I see Trey getting back, and I see Dylan, we might need to trade Trey. We ain't winning, you know. But, hey, I'm just saying, I've been going for a hot minute, but I'm listening to the streets on the ship, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, LeBron. I appreciate the phone call. There is that point tonight where everybody has to kind of remember that you do owe the Rams your first-round draft pick, you know, and you would hate for them to actually have a hand in making that a better draft pick.
Right.
It's just that weird thing. Like, I don't want that to be a good pick for them, even though I do think we already won that with James Pierce Jr. We've talked about him a ton. Hey, let's try to get a couple more. Let's talk to Will. Will is in the car. Will, what's going on, man? Welcome.
What's up? Mike Mafia in the house, baby.
Hey, Will! I wasn't sure. I was like, man, he's in the car. I don't know what's going on. Welcome back, man. Long time no talk. Hope everything's good.
All is well. How about you guys?
Man, living the dream.
Doing great.
Yeah, Allie's all pepped up, ready to go. All right. She came at me like a spider monkey over here. Calm down. I don't care for Matt Ryan in the front office. I mean, I think he'll do well. My thing is, I'm going to touch on the basketball side of trading for AD.
Okay.
I mean, if we're going to trade for AD, we're going to pick up a bad apple for another bad apple in Porzingis. Like, I don't want either one of them if they're not going to be on the court. I'd rather just run with what we got and just make it work.
Yeah, there is that. I appreciate the phone call, Will, and I hope you're doing well, man. I know Will's started a new job this year, and we're all rooting for him.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he's became a teacher this year.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So rooting for him, and obviously we don't get to hear from him because his schedule's a little bit different than it used to. But there is that thing, Dylan, where it comes to this. I know we got to get a break. There is that thing where you're like, you know, you got KP for 1 year. You got Trey on an expiring. Like, you almost don't want this kind of bad taste over the last six games to continue to extend in the next five. Like, because, you know, AD is going to want a contract extension. He's getting older. I think he's averaged under 50 games a year for the last 5 years. Something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know you're going to be missing 30 games a year when it comes to him. So, I don't know. There is that point of me where I'm like, you know what, dude? I really like the front office. I like the moves they made. They got a high draft pick. Let's continue to build from the foundation.
And that was my whole thing when we were talking about it during the 740 segment. That was my whole thing. Is like, yes, I think he's a little bit more available as far as, you know, his status usually goes. He is a little bit more available than Kristaps Porzingis, but he still has his own injury issues that he has to work through. And he's gotten better about it, but still, I'm not sure if the juice is worth the squeeze if you're talking about having to give up Zachary Sachet and the Anthony Davis trade package. So, yeah, I completely agree. It's definitely a risk, and we'll see whether or not that's a risk the Hawks are willing to take.
Wow. We got to wrap this up. We got to wrap up the wake-up call because we got to be on time for the one and only Dave Archer. He's going to be joining us next to talk Falcons, Rams on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack, hanging out with Mike Johnson. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and it is a Falcons Monday, which is why we're headed out to the phone. We've got Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst.
Analyst?
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network on the line, and our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, first, how was your holiday, and are you one of the ones that has no idea what day it is, what year it is, kind of living in oblivion?
No, I'm very aware of what's going on from a time frame standpoint. Anytime you get you play these games and get involved in football season, you're pretty aware of where you are in the season, where you are in the year. And so, no, I'd like to be able to think that I could get lost in that, Allie, because there is some bliss to that. So I have not been able to do that, but I did have a good holiday. Thank you for asking, and looking forward to a good new year.
Yes, absolutely. Well, hopefully you get some time off in the in-between as well. But Matt Ryan's been in the news. You know him well. I'm not going to ask about him. I'm just going to ask you, hypothetically, if you were offered a role in the front office, would that be something that Dave Archer would accept?
Well, certainly would look at it. I mean, I think that there's an affection for the organization, this city, this fan base that I have because I've been here for such a long time, that it would be something that if I felt like I could contribute and help and maybe get us going in the right direction or be more consistent, then I would certainly listen to whatever ideas those that want to make those decisions had. And then I would give my 2 cents worth as to where I thought, you know, potentially we could do some things. And so certainly, no question about it. I think that speaking specifically about Matt, that's who he is. Now, I'm not going to speak on the potential of what's going on and what's been reported. That's not for me to say. That's for the organization to say. That's for Matt Ryan to say. I probably know more about it than I should, but I'm not going to speak on it. But I will tell you that he has an unbelievable love for the team. He has an unbelievable affection for Mr. Blank, and obviously for what Mr. Blank did for him and provided him the generational wealth he has, and he in turn gave it back in spades as a player. But he loves his city. I think that anybody that's watched him move about and do what he's done, the contributions he's made both monetarily and physically and everything that he's done for the city, I think tells you how much he loves this place. He lives here. He's great. His kids are growing up here. So that's where a lot of this comes from, is his affection for the city and how much it hurts him for this team not to be in the mix to try to win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So that's about as much as I can say about it. But it's fun to hear his name mentioned. There's no question.
Absolutely.
Arch, obviously, we'll get into the game. And you said it. Look, you got to know what day it is because it's Monday Night Football Day, right? I mean, you got to.
That's right.
The day of the week is in the name.
For like 2 weeks.
I want to get into some of the actual matchup stuff here in just a second. But I think this is the time of year, and you've been in these situations. I've been in these situations where you go to work and you show up to the locker room and it's you know, cold or rainy or whatever, and you're not playing for anything. I think this is the kind of time of year where every guy in that locker room has to find their why, right? Yeah, why are you showing up to work? And some guys, it might be a contract extension. Some guys, it might be to make sure that they catch on with the team next year. And some guys have made it very clear this year that they want, to make sure they put their best foot forward for Raheem Morris. You've been around that team more than anybody probably for the last couple of weeks. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on the vibe up there in Flowery Branch and how those guys have gone about their business.
Yeah, I think, Mike, number one for me, from what I can see, is their, just their love of their teammates. It's kind of the old school, corny, just want to do well for the guy standing next to me. And that's not hypothetical. That's who they are. That's what they built the organization. Some of the guys that are on there, all the guys that are on this team, that was part of what they wanted in the makeup of the player is that you cared enough about the other guy next to you that you didn't want to let him down. And I think that that's where it stems from first. Certainly the other things that you mentioned, I think that you saw Caden Ellis had a quote here a couple of days ago about Raheem Morris and how much his affection he has for Raheem Morris and his staff and what the staff has done for him and you know, continuing to blossom his career and do what he does. And I think that you'd probably have a tough time finding a player that wouldn't say that about what different coaches on the staff have provided them and given them insight into just being a man as far as that goes to being a player. So there's that. And then there is obviously there's the business piece of it where this isn't very long. You know, Mike and I, we both got a chance to play in this league and it doesn't last very long. And it could be an injury. It could be, you know, a different philosophy that comes in that moves you in a different direction and potentially derails you or sends you someplace else. But you got to fight for your life to be a part of this thing, and it's worth it. You know, obviously from a monetary standpoint, but you know, this is what we grew up as football players wanting to do is play at this level, and so you're going to fight tooth and nail to try to keep that opportunity, and that means you go out and you lay it on the line on Monday night.
Yeah, and speaking of Monday night, obviously Falcons are taking on the Rams tonight. The coaching staffs between these teams are all so familiar with one another, Dave. Do you think that gives either side an upper hand?
No, I don't think it gives them an upper hand. I think that the defense that Raheem coached in L.A. a few years ago has changed over significantly. Now, some of the guys that are playing in key roles defensively for L.A. were guys that were backup guys, were special teams guys that have stepped forward and are now the guys that you're kind of hanging your hat on. You know, obviously, Nate Landman, who leads them, Mike's guy, the landmine, has done a great job in the linebacker spot for them. I think that that was kind of an unbelievable get for them. Obviously, he leads them in tackles, but just his ability to force turnovers and all the things that he's done, he's won a couple of games for them just by getting the ball out. And so what a great find for them and to add to their defense that fits their defensive style that didn't really necessarily fit what Jeff Ulbrich wanted to do here defensively. But getting back to the familiarity thing, I think that there's obviously the systems that they both run. I think the defensive systems are a little bit different. Now, Raheem might have a little bit more of a grip on what they're doing defensively than maybe the Rams have what the Falcons are going to do defensively. But you've got 14 games of game tape to study, so you're going to have a pretty good idea of what these two teams are about.
Yeah, I want to dive a little bit deeper into that too, Dave. I mean, I'm reading stuff and kind of looking into it. Most people understand that we're the second highest rate of blitz in the NFL. We also run a lot of cover three. Falcons, I believe, is almost 50% of their snaps. We run cover three. Matt Stafford has been unbelievable, both against cover three and against the blitz. I saw earlier from Sharp Football Analysis that he's got 27 touchdowns and zero interceptions when he's blitzed this year. That's absolutely terrifying, I think, when you look at the game plan tonight. Jeff Ulbrich will be aware of that. Raheem will be aware of that. But how do you think you go about defending this offense and the way they go about their business? Because they are extremely good and seemingly can do a little bit of everything pretty well.
Yeah, I would say that the number one way of defending them is keeping them off the field if you can. And that's easier said than done, Mike. There's no question about the fact that when they get on the field these days, Stafford's potentially the guy that's going to win the MVP. I mean, I think everybody's pointing towards that. If they continue on the rate that they are, they're going to have a chance to win the whole thing. He's having a career year this year. My number one key is to not let him dominate the game. And so the only way you do that is to, you know, try to win on the early downs, force them into some uncomfortable situations on third down, which is tough to do as well, because I think they're going to come out and try to play bully ball tonight, Mike. I think they're going to come out and try to run the football against Atlanta. And I think that if they can keep Atlanta off balance with that 12 and 13 personnel and bullying Atlanta up, then Stafford's going to get his shots, and that gives them a two-way go. I just don't think you can allow Stafford to have a run game along with what they can do. They can tear you up in the passing game. So that'd be my biggest concern. But the only way to do that is to obviously win on third down. And when you have the football, stay on the field, much like you did against the Cardinals. And I know it's a different team, but You were on the field for 21 minutes of the second half last week. That's what you need to do. You need to limit his opportunities and maybe force their hand where they get a little bit more aggressive than they maybe want to be, and you force him into some turnovers.
Well, it should be a good game. Should be interesting. I already heard Raheem tell Dukes and Bell that he will be giving Sean McVay a hug after the game. So we're all bracing ourselves for that because it will be talked about tomorrow. You know it will.
Love it.
Well, Arch, thank
you. Well, longtime friends. This is a lot of these guys that they're competing against are guys that you know really well. You want to beat them up. You want to beat their brakes off during the game. That doesn't mean you hate them or anything like right. that. And there's a lot of good people in L.A. A lot of good people in L.A. were part of this Falcon organization that got their opportunity to maybe step up the ladder and do what they're doing in L.A. Les Snead being one of those guys that I'm thinking about. He's done a great job GMing them out there. Cut his teeth under the Falcon watch. So just because you want to beat them up on Monday night or Sunday or whatever doesn't mean you don't care about them. So it's okay to do that. And if anybody criticizes Raheem for that, shame on them.
Yeah. It's just like a sibling. You know, you can beat them up and be best friends in 2 minutes. Same thing. Arch, thank you so much for the time. Look forward to hearing you on the call tonight.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks,
Happy
Arch.
New Year. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
Hear him tonight on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Mike and Bo get things kicked off at 6 for the pregame show, and then Wes and Dave take over. And if you want to go to the Atlanta Boat Show, call us right now, 404-726-0929, for a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Discover Boating Atlanta Boat Show. It's at the Georgia World Congress Center, January 8th through 11th. These tickets are provided by the Discover Boating Atlanta Boat Show. To purchase tickets, visit atlantaboatshow.com. You can call Dylan right now and knock that out. 404-726-0929. Coming up, we got one final look at this matchup, and we've got a life of Dylan.
I shed tears over the weekend. I'll tell you why. Coming up next. Also, too, Allie, I do want to get into our Christmas pranks conversation.
Oh, yes.
So we will do that on the other side right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
43 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack hanging out with Mike Johnson. You can hear Bo Morgan tonight on the pregame show with Mike at 6 o'clock.
Dylan. We got a little baby driver? What's going on here?
No.
This is Breathe by Prodigy.
Yeah, Prodigy.
Like, is this related to any kind of
I don't know if it was in Baby Driver or not.
Movie score?
not that I'm aware of.
The 2000s?
Okay. Oh, really? Is that old?
Yeah. I mean, I remember watching this on the music channel, The Box.
All right.
I remember The Box. I remember seeing The Box.
Yeah, it's a good show.
That was like on DirecTV, right? Or was that just, did it have its own like?
It was just it was cable.
Yeah, I remember seeing The
Box.
You
pay for your music video. They take your money as you get your music. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We are going to get to the life of Dylan and our last thoughts on tonight's matchup between the Falcons and Rams. I have to tell y'all, though, my brother is absolutely diabolical.
I love it.
And, well, thanks to him, though, my brother Drew. I currently have a video kind of going viral on Instagram. It has over 40,000 views right now.
I've seen it.
Because
getting my phone as we speak.
It's at Allie Mack Radio if you want to see it. A-L-I-M-A-C. Don't know why it started, but back in the day, this has been going on for decades, my mom made us mousse one night. I don't know why. We ate it.
Say it again. She made you mousse?
Mousse.
Mousse. Oh, mousse. Like chocolate
mousse. Dessert. Yeah. Okay. So this little dessert dish, one of us did not take it to the sink to clean it. We just put it in the other one's bedroom. And so for decades, that dish has been passed back and forth. You would just find it, you know, stuffed in your dirty clothes, and you're like, no! So... my brother.
Wait, hold on.
Give me an age range here that you were in when this started. How old were you?
Probably like 10, 11.
Oh, my gosh.
And it went on until like I went to college.
Yes.
Time out. So y'all are passing around the same exact dish from that same exact night?
No way. It's the same one?
But it's like, you know how like French fries don't age? It was the same.
I'm looking at it now.
This looks like a
lampshade when you're
opening
it.
This is different, though.
It's not stinky?
Because we don't know where that OG dish is.
We don't
know where it is.
Okay. The look on Grant's face.
Oh, I know.
The look on Grant's face is so good.
He's like, what did I marry
He's
into?
So confused. He's like, what on earth?
He goes, oh, no.
He points it towards the camera like, look at this.
Look at what's in here. What is this?
My brother on Christmas gave me a gift, and like my niece and my nephew, Henry and Sarah, were so excited. They're like, but you can't open it till you get home. And I'm like, oh, I know something's up with this.
Oh, yeah.
Opened it when I got home, and sure enough, like my brother had bought us new ice cream dishes, but he had dirtied one of them with his kids, sent me the photo of the three of them eating this dessert, and so he passed it off to me.
Okay.
So now I post the video. It's getting some traction, and now I have to come up with something to get him back.
Yeah. Have you figured anything out yet?
Well, I have to do another dirty dish. I got it. Okay, but these dishes are actually very pretty, so I'm going to keep them, but I'm going to get a different one. I have a plan, but I can't say it, obviously.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah,
but I have a plan.
It has to be a dirty dish?
Yes, that's the joke,
That's the
Mike.
Joke, yeah.
Is that we pass back and forth a dirty dish rather than just washing it.
I don't know, guys. I don't know that has to be the joke. I don't know. Can we just dirty something else up? I don't know.
It's so funny.
Like clothes or something?
We explained this in front of my mom one time, and she was just like, why are y'all passing back and forth a dirty dish?
Your mom made us coffee cups, got us coffee cups, like just the sweetest human beings of all time. They're probably like, what on earth did we give birth to?
All right, real quick before we get to the life of Dylan, I have to tell you about, speaking of Christmas pranks, my brother, he has played a couple of doozy of Christmas pranks on me. There are two that I'm going to tell you about that have stood out.
Yeah.
The very first one, I was bugging him, and this one I was like real, real younger. I think I was still in like the single digits of age. I can't remember exactly. But I kept bugging him like, what you getting me for Christmas? What you getting me for Christmas? And he was like, if you keep asking me, I'm going to get you a box of rocks. And I was like, you ain't getting me a box of rocks. You know, you're full of it type of thing. Christmas comes around. He gives me my gift. I shake it up. He goes,
yes, dude, yes.
And so I open it. And it's a box of rocks.
Yes.
And I was like, I was trying to be grateful. I was like,
oh snap.
It's a box of rocks.
They're really like, shiny, man.
Like, have you ever seen the video of a little boy was like, it's an avocado. Yes. Thanks. I was kind of like that. I was heartbroken. So I go to my, like, he walks out, I go to my room, start crying.
Yes.
And
dude.
Then so, but he's like, and but then he flips it on me. I open the rest of the gift. It's actually rocks for a fish aquarium he got me.
Oh, nice.
So he flipped it and made it a cool
little blue
thing.
Rocks.
Yeah. Okay. And then this other time, I was dying to get a new phone. I was like, I want a new phone. So I don't even know how. I kind of realized it, but I didn't. He wrapped up his phone and made it seem like he just got me the same phone that he has. So I thought I'm got a new phone, and then I like, touch it or whatever, and it's like his screensaver.
Popped up with his face and his girlfriend.
Yeah, I know, it's his phone. So yeah, my brother has been. He used to be a pro at the Christmas parties.
It did remind me. Did I tell you guys about my son telling me I was getting a Blackstone? Like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yes.
And I was like, I thought he gave away a secret, but he was actually telling me I was getting a lump of coal.
Oh.
He was so mad at me. He's like, Daddy, you're getting a black stone for Christmas. I was like, oh, hey, I don't know if you should tell me that.
I was like, yeah, really? Where'd you hear that
from? I was like, a black stone? You know, tell me about this black stone. He's like, yeah, a rock, a black rock, a lump rock. And I was like, a lump of coal? And he was like, yeah, you're getting a lump of coal for Christmas. I was like, that's so diabolical. Funny thing is, my parents came up to watch my kids open gifts Christmas morning. My mom got me a travel camping black stone. I opened it. I was like,
wow.
Yes. I was like, Luke, buddy, I got a Blackstone. He's like, what's that? Like, joke's on you, kid. Joke's on you.
You were actually right without knowing you were right.
That's what you get. That's what you get. And that thing is going straight to Echo Park Speedway cooking breakfast in just over a month. I cannot wait.
There you go. I love it.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
Love to hear it.
Looking towards tonight, before pregame tonight, Mike, how are you feeling about this matchup?
You got to play a perfect game for the Atlanta Falcons. You have to play a perfect game. I mentioned earlier on the call with Arch, they absolutely dice up teams that blitz. They dice up teams that run cover three. They run the ball very effectively against odd defensive line fronts, three down fronts. So that's going to be tough. They are without their right guard, Kevin Dotson, which I think will probably be a slight tilt in your favor if you can run some of the stunts up front that Jeff Ulbrich is good at, and you got to time some things well. But Arch said it best. You've got to stay on the field offensively, and that comes down to converting third downs. So if we're able to do that, I think that you'll see some success. But this defense, this team, every category for this team, they're in the top half of the NFL, especially like red zone defense, number four, red zone offense, number four. I mean, they're very, very high. They are a Super Bowl contender for a number of reasons. So I hate coming on here saying you got to play a perfect game, but – if you're going to win, that's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. And the Falcons are capable of doing that when they play at a high level. If you can convert 50% of your third downs the way you did, last week, then maybe you can get there. But it's going to be a tough task. They're a very, very good football team, and we'll see. Hopefully you can play at a high level and get that home crowd going on a Monday night and play some good primetime ball.
Yeah, like you said, it'll help. Kevin Dotson's not going to play. Also looks like they're going to hold out Davante Adams, too, which is smart because he's got the hamstring injury. Yeah, thank God for us as well, too, because of our banged-up secondary. So that's going to help a little bit. But still, the Falcons, like you said, I completely agree. They're going to have to play a perfect game. And the other thing I want to ask you, too, how many points do you think it's going to take tonight? Just if you had to throw a number out there, how many points?
I think if we're chasing points at any point in this game, it's going to be a bad thing.
Yeah.
But if we can break the 30-point plateau, which has been very difficult over the last 5-plus years, then I think you can get it done. If you can get to 31,
I think that's the number.
I think maybe that means you've been on the field for a long time.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. So we'll see what happens. But that's going to be a very, very tough task against that defense. And a quick shout-out to Buffalo's Cafe. This segment brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style. One of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations.
I shed tears over the weekend. And it's because Volume 2 of Stranger Things came out on Christmas. I watched it, and I don't think Simone's listening, and y'all can't tell her, but I watched it without her.
Oh snap!
The first watch was a watch without her, and I watched it the second time with her. But tell her. No, nobody tell her.
Bro, I know you got to fit. My wife did this to me last night. We started the show a couple nights ago, and I was asleep. I had already turned off Sunday Night Football, and I'm asleep. And she comes in and starts watching it. I cracked an eyelid, and I was like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I can't count on you to stay awake. I'm gonna watch this show. You can catch up later." I was like, "Bro,
Simone guilt trips me like that all the time. She's like, you're never awake. We can never watch anything. So,
She just straight up told me.
Spoilers on Stranger Things are prevalent. So you have to get ahead of it.
You got to get ahead of it. But that's not the reason I shed tears. The reason I shed tears is what happened in Stranger Things. And I'm not going to spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen it yet. But there were two huge moments in Volume 2. I'm not going to lie. Made me shed tears.
Okay.
I didn't boohoo cry. But there was, when you just looking with a straight face and the tears just fall.
Yeah, you like the Allie, remember the old commercial with the Indian on the side of the road with the litter?
Yes. Yes, that PSA.
The PSA when they're littering and the Indian's standing there and he's like, oh, no.
So, Dylan, you don't agree with the internet that says nothing happened in Volume 2?
Absolutely not.
That's
ridiculous.
I know.
Have you watched Volume 2?
All of it, yeah. My rule was I have to be on my Peloton cycling while I'm watching it. So. Okay. My butt hurts.
There were two huge moments. I know that's crazy, but
it was 3 hours worth.
I know it's a lot of Pelotoning right there. It's you get tushy fatigue, Allie. You get tushy fatigue.
Mike's done.
Mike's absolutely done. He's finished. It's tushy fatigue, Mike. It's tushy fatigue from sitting in Peloton so much.
Oh my goodness, man. Barely hold it together. Tushy fatigue. Yeah. If that's what we're gonna call it.
I won't say them, but there were two huge moments that we kind of figured were going to happen in Volume 2, but just still seeing them play out and how they played out, absolutely emotional. So my quick question to y'all, has there ever been a movie or a TV series that made you shed tears?
I can one-up you because I saw a commercial slash trailer 2 days ago. The Chevy. Have y'all guys seen the Chevy?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Chevy commercial?
I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
It straight up cooked me, man. Like, I was done. I had to put my phone down and move away from it. They put one out last year that was a tearjerker, too. But this one.
I heard about that one.
You know what I mean? We're like in one scene, there's a puppy running around. The next scene, it's a gray-faced dog.
Oh.
Bro, it hurt. It hurt.
Yeah, I know. It hurt. That'll get you.
No.
That reminds me of when I saw Marley and Me in theaters. That one hurt me a little bit, too.
I refuse to watch that movie.
It wasn't just a dog. It was like the whole like timeline of these people's lives in 4 minutes, and it got me. It got me good. So there you go.
It's like the Amazon commercial with the ladies going down the sleds.
I haven't seen that.
No, oh, yeah, I haven't seen that one either.
Is that old or is that new?
A year old.
Wait, so Allie, I have to follow up on this real quick. You refuse to watch Marley and Me?
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it.
It's not that bad.
Nope, I'm not watching that.
I mean, again, there are moments, and it has a moment, but it's not that.
That Chevy commercial.
It's still a great movie to watch overall, though.
That Chevy commercial, and she gets the end, and they're like, she's like, boy, they didn't make it easy. And he goes, well, did you want him to? She goes, no, I wanted it to be exactly like it was.
I was cooked. I was like, no.
Yeah,
no.
Sound like a tearjerker.
I can't do this for a commercial?
Right.
A three-minute commercial? I can't do that to you, man.
Well, I want to say congratulations to Tommy from Franklin for winning the Discover Boating Boat Show tickets. We'll have more tomorrow. But that is going to do it for us. For Mike, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. And the Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Don't forget to...
Tearjerker commercials, guys. Don't do it. I'm just telling you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.